If you are an irrigation professional, old or new, who designs, installs, or maintains high-end residential, commercial, or municipal properties, and you want to use technology to improve your business, to get a leg up on your competition, even if you're an old-school irrigator from the days of hydraulic systems, this show is for you.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Sprinkler Nerd Show. I'm your host, Andy Humphrey. Today is Friday, and I just have kind of a short thought to share with you, and it has to do with being unconventional. Now, kind of asking myself, why would I want to share a thought about being unconventional? And I think I've talked about this before, about being the orange in the apple bin, or the apple in the orange bin. And being unconventional, I think, is kind of similar. It's standing out from the crowd. It's you know, you could call it being different, but I kind of like to think of it as being unconventional. And a couple things. Why does being unconventional matter, and how do you become unconventional, or be unconventional, or think unconventional? And I'm going to try to relate this to just the general purpose, or the general business, of acquiring a new customer in the irrigation or landscape business. And I would have to believe that if a client, whether it's residential or commercial or municipal for that matter, requests that they get a couple bids, and let's just say, for instance, they talk to 5 irrigation contractors, could be maintenance contractor, really doesn't matter, 5 companies that all come out and they're all asked the same question: I want to irrigate this landscape. Likely, it could be that all 5 look pretty much the same. The personnel could show up in the same kind of truck, they could be dressed the same way, they could put together their bids in the same way. The actual prices could be different, but the perception would likely be very similar. And so my question for you, or the thought that I'd like to inspire for you, is to think about how you could be a little unconventional. What question could you ask your client that you know no one else is going to ask? What else could you include in the details of your proposal that you know your competition is not going to ask? What question can you ask your client that you want them to ask your competition, because you know it's going to frame them in a way where they potentially can't answer the question, or can't answer the question correctly? And what's fun about this is it's not really a game, but kind of. If you know either who your direct competition is by name, or you just know the nature in your particular market of how people bid jobs, and the information that they portray to their clients, and the steps that they go through. Again, they're going to talk about, we're going to have head-to-head coverage, we want to make sure you have decent pressure, you know, all these basic things. Every company does this. And so how do you stand out? I don't have any answers for you. I just want you to think, what could be unconventional that you could propose to your client or speak about your business? How could your business be unconventional in a way that separates you from the norm, but in a positive way, where it showcases your knowledge, your expertise, I might say your time in the business, but that doesn't really matter. I'm not particularly fond of someone that tries to sell on the fact that they've been in business for 20 years. I don't think that's very relevant. It's actually easy to sell against, so I won't get into that on this episode. But just being unconventional. One other way to think of this is to zig while others zag. How can you go left when you see everyone else going right? And ironically, I haven't fact-checked this, but a good friend of mine, he's an ophthalmologist surgeon, he read this at some point, and he told me this a couple years ago, and he said that if you're in line somewhere, let's say you're walking into the airport, this may not be relevant, but you're somewhere in a crowded area and lines are beginning to form, he said that most people go right. It's nature to go right. So likely if you go left, you will end up in the shorter line. I have not fact checked that, but just a kind of a, I guess a random example of zigging while others zag, you know, to kind of go against group thinking. And sometimes if you go against group thinking, they might tell you, no, you're not allowed to do that. You can't do that because that's not done that way. And I think sometimes the opportunities where you're unconventional and you get the response of no, you're not allowed to do that, you can't do that because that's not done that way, then you get to ask the question, why? And if everybody thinks it can't be done that way, first of all, they might be right. So you got to be careful about how you approach this, because if they're right, and you actually can't, then it may not end up good for you. So don't bet your entire business on something like that. But oftentimes that is, if everyone thinks no, then they're not going to do it. And so if you can figure out how or why to do it the way that everybody else says no, that will put you into that'll separate you from everyone else. And I guess that's zigging while other people zag. And it probably puts you, my guess would be in the top 20%, right? If you can figure that out. So, let me see. I'm just looking at a couple notes I made here before I started to jabber. Being unconventional, going against the grain, changing the rules. So I think that, again, if you can do what other people say that you can't do, and you can figure out how to do it, that means you get to change the rules a bit. And if you're changing the rules, then you get to change the definition of the game, which means you get to change the game itself. So now your competition will have to play by your rules. You get to tell the market how to do it, and the competition has to now come to you. And so if you can think of an unconventional way to propose an irrigation system, which also means install the irrigation system, which likely means maintain the irrigation system, whatever might be unconventional that is currently not being done today, i.e. like a soil moisture sensor, since we know that they're not being used widely, then you get to change the game, and you get to tell the market how it's done. And if you're telling the market how it's done, now your competition, regardless of how big they are, this is the best part, regardless of how big they are, they now have to play by your rules, because you are the one that separated and you changed the game. And I think that sometimes we hear that expression, oh, this is a game changer. And we use it all the time, that expression, for something new, but it's not always a game changer. But I think this might be, I haven't fact checked this either, could be where the expression comes from. Because how awesome is it if you can change the game? Let's say you've got a large competitor in your market, and perhaps their prices are low. And it just means you can't play by that set of rules. So you have to be unconventional, and you have to change the game. And those are questions you can ask yourself. What can you do? What is missing here? What is the missing piece on this system that we want to add that no one has thought of yet, that's fairly unconventional, that no one's going to see coming, but may change the future of the game? So anyway, hope that was a little was helpful. You can think of it in your own business, whatever part of the business that might be. What would 10 people say can't be done, but still makes sense to you? Go out and figure that out. Figure out how to do it. Go against the grain. Zig while others zag. That's what I have for you today, guys. Thanks so much. And I'm actually headed out to a spring break trip this next week. in Jamaica. My middle daughter, Phoebe, who is a senior this year, it's her spring break, and there's probably, I don't know, a couple dozen other families from my hometown that will all be in Montego Bay, Jamaica. So if I have a podcast next week, it is going to be me just sitting by the pool, letting my mind wander, thinking of unconventional thoughts, so I can help you guys zig while others zag. And you know what? Perhaps even just by listening to this podcast and other podcasts, you already are zigging, because most irrigation and landscape contractors are not listening to podcasts. So thank you for listening. Thank you for zigging while others zag. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you on another episode of the Sprinkler Nerd Show.